Hello, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, your host, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio broadcasting station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Sunday evening, June 15th, 2008. It is now 8:01 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now, before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good evening, everyone. This evening, we're going to have an abbreviated program. We originally were going to have a guest, but unfortunately, we just couldn't make the right connections, and I think we'll be having that guest come visit with us next Sunday evening. This evening, we'll have a shorter version of our normal one-hour program. It'll be one half hour. Our main subject will be the windfall profits tax, but before we do so, I'd like to get a few things out of the way. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620, that's 646-652-4620, or email us at comments@libertytalkradio.com. If you're listening to a rebroadcast, you may also phone in your comments to area code 918-919-0101. We'll get back to you either by email or phone, or most likely we'll respond to your questions or comments over the air during our next broadcast. Folks, things are not getting any better. I think it's come to a point where once we start believing what we hear in mainstream media, and I include all of cable, with rare exception, maybe some of the offbeat cable channels, once we start believing what we hear on these channels, we can be considered ourselves being duped. What we are hearing is not reality. Now, as you know, one thing that I do is I do follow the financial markets. That's one of my things that I do. I'm not a financial consultant. I do not give financial advice out. People ask me financial advice. I just tell them what I'm doing, but that's not financial advice. But I can tell you this. What I read from credible sources, from people in the industry, from notable people within the financial community, and what I hear on TV, it's two different worlds, not different stories, totally different worlds. Now, I say that as a preface to this. We need to understand what is going on and what we should understand. And I'm going to implore everyone who listens to this program to sign up for Andy Sutton's newsletter. It's mytwocentsonline.com. That's mytwocentsonline.com. That two is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. He does it in a language that you can understand. No gobbledygook. Plain, simple language. He's an economist. He knows, and he's the best. He also has a paid subscription, which I do encourage you to subscribe to. And they complement each other very well. If you did nothing, folks, but that, you would be miles ahead of everyone else. And we must prepare ourselves. Things are getting pretty ugly. And we're going to talk about that, too. Because we're going to talk about the windfall profits tax as a result of the high price of gasoline. And let's see whom we should be taxing. I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe button. Icon. Folks, we just received a notice the other day that Ron Paul will be suspending his bid for presidency, but he acknowledges that a movement has been started. Now, this radio station is part of that movement. There's a movement toward liberty in this country. It is very small. It probably accounts for only a few percent of the entire population at this point in time. But we are reaching critical mass, and we will continue, we will persevere. Now, Ron Paul, I encourage everyone to go to Ron Paul's website called campaignforliberty.com, Campaign for Liberty, and sign up. We should all be part of this movement because this is our future. This is the future of America. This is where we want America to go. We definitely do not want it to go in the direction that the major political parties are leading us. We are down that slippery slope of disaster, folks. Not only financially, but also, and not only economically, but also as it comes to our constitutional rights and our liberties and our freedom. We are losing it, and we are losing it quickly. And unless we get on bandwagon and we start making noise, as this station does, we may reap something that we sowed and never intended to plant in the first place. So go to Campaign for Liberty. You can Google Campaign for Liberty on the website, and please join. I also want to mention, I listened to a speech by an Australian journalist, author, and filmmaker, John Pilger. Now, this was one of the most moving 45-minute speeches that I have ever listened to. He talks of false history being propagated by the media, especially in America, in the guise of objective journalism. When you listen to this gentleman speak, now he is a world-renowned journalist, he's an author and a filmmaker, he's no schlock. When you listen to this, then I want you to start thinking. And folks, we have a thoughtless America. And this station wants to wake people up from being thoughtless to start thinking critically. Because if we don't, we will all suffer the consequences. And that will be from our own laziness, from our inability to seek the truth, to see through the fog that's being blown at us by the major media. He says journalists should be agents of truth for the people. That's what Liberty Talk Radio is. He says go to Liberty Media, go to the Information Clearinghouse. That's the one that I advocate and I mention very often during my broadcast. And Liberty Talk Radio should not be forgotten in there. Now, I do not talk on current events as in the news, like this is happening. But I will comment on the consequences and how it affects our liberty. It is important that you listen to this program as an adjunct to listening to the news that you don't find on TV. Journalists are now agents of the government. And they're agents of the government only because large corporations own the major media. They own all the media now. And they have government contracts. And what you hear on television and what you read from credible sources is two different worlds, folks. And it's time that we start bookmarking Liberty Talk Radio, my2centsonline.com, the Information Clearinghouse, and many other sources where you can get the hard, cold facts. It's not pretty, folks, I admit. It doesn't make for pretty journalism. And sometimes it's just damn right not interesting. But it's the truth. And this is what we're looking for. We need to convert this thoughtless society to one of a society of critical thinking people. Only then could we have true dissidents in action. True revolutionaries in thought. This radio station is part of that campaign for liberty. It's part of the libertarian movement. It's part of the movement for liberty for this country. All right, now, the Fed warns us that we may be coming into a era of high inflation due to high gas prices, Now, folks, this falls right in line with what I've just stated. The Fed is saying because of high gasoline prices, we may be facing even more inflation, higher inflation. Now, obviously, that's the backdrop. They're prompting us. Now, of course, we listen to that and we go, wow, high prices for gasoline are bad. Thus, we must do something about it. Now, folks, I want you to listen to me carefully, and I want this to sink in until it hurts. And before I do say this, I'd like to take a break and say this is Liberty Talk Radio. My name is Joe Cristiano, your host. We broadcast live Thursday morning, 6:30 and 8 o'clock on Sunday evening. This will be an abbreviated broadcast between 8 and 8:30. Please call in with your questions to 646-652-4600. You can send your comments to me at any time to comments@libertytalkradio.com, and I will respond promptly to you, either return email or I'll respond to you on the air. Now, so Bernanke is telling us that we should beware of high prices. Now, he's setting us up now because high prices is associated with high profits of the oil companies. So we are being set up. And he's saying because of these high prices of the oil companies, we are experiencing higher than normal inflation. And this affects you, your purchasing power. Nothing could be further from the truth, folks. High prices do not create inflation. I know people are saying, well, now I've lost it all. I've been drinking something really strong. It's affected my brain. I'll repeat that. High prices do not affect inflation. Inflation is a monetary phenomenon. Inflation is a monetary phenomenon. Let me explain that to you. If the prices of one product goes up, and it's a necessity, and we spend the same amount of money on that product, we have less money left. As a result, the prices of the other products must go down because there's no one buying them. A matter of supply and demand. Now, we may spend more money on gasoline, less money on food. More money on gasoline, less money on entertainment. More money on gasoline, less money on vacation, or whatever the case may be. But it all equals out because there's only a finite number of dollars outstanding. It cannot create inflation. Anyone who knows anything about economics knows that's not true. But yet Bernanke says that. Now, Bernanke's supposed to be a brilliant man. Now, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But yet, the thoughtless society that we are, and we're getting fat, dumb, and lazy, we know it. We believe it, and then we repeat it. It becomes a mantra. And then what happens, they say, well, the only way to fight inflation is to do something about those nasty, bad oil companies. Folks, most Americans will buy into that. And therein lies the problem. You can only have inflation if the Fed prints more money. Inflation is a result of monetary increases. If there is $5 trillion outstanding and the government overnight prints another $5 trillion, every dollar you have in your pocket is worth 50 cents, relative to the day before, that is. If you have $5 trillion on Monday and there's $5 trillion outstanding the second day, all prices can go sky high. Inflation ain't going anywhere, folks. Because what we would do is we would buy less. We would buy the same of one and less of the other. Supply and demand takes over. Prices of some things go up. The prices of the other things go down. And as a result, everything equals out. You have to understand that before I start my rant on this windfall profits tax. Now, let's talk a little bit about the windfall profits tax and what that really means. Hold on, please. We do have a caller. Yes, caller, you're on the air. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Your first name and where you're calling from.
My name is Guy. I'm from New York.
I'm sorry, your first name again?
Guy.
Guy. Guy, welcome.
A-U-Y.
Yes, Guy, yes. Welcome.
How are you doing?
Fine, very good. How are you doing?
I want to know now. Okay. I want to know, what are you going to do now, personally, now that Ron Paul has given up his run for the presidency?
Well, me personally, Guy, I'm not doing much anything differently. I am trying to become affiliated with a larger media conglomerate that is of the same persuasion as Liberty Talk Radio. So I hope to grow in that regard. I also am joining I have joined the Campaign for Liberty, and I think there are assignments that will be available that I can take part of. I'm also a member of the National Libertarian Party, which I will continue my membership in, and may even run for office, you know, at a later date. I will continue my radio program and do whatever I can locally to promote the concept of liberty. That's the only thing that I have right now. What I'm doing is I'm keeping myself prepared so that if something does come up, I will be able to take advantage of that.
When you say something, if something comes up, something like what?
Guy, I have no idea. I tell friends of mine who always ask me, they say, well, geez, Joe, in case of this, in case of that, you know, how do I invest my money? I say, I don't know how to invest your money. I said, but just be prepared. When the opportunity arises, you'll have it and you'll know what to do. And I think the same principle holds here. Now, obviously, I can't vote for Ron Paul. I will probably wind up voting for Bob Barr, although I have some real major problems with some of his comments. Because I don't think he's a libertarian at heart, basically. But I think he's enough a libertarian, if he's being truthful, that he's worthy of my vote, and I will campaign for him. And I happen to know Wayne Allen Root. I think he'll make a very, very good campaigner.
Okay. Excuse me. It's a shame that Ron Paul had to drop out of the... out of the race, but at least he is starting this campaign for liberty, and I'm hoping that it does take the grassroots into the right direction, because I know the grassroots was nowhere near the right direction, except maybe for Trevor Wyman. So I'm hoping that the grassroots does get their act together.
Yes.
And they do so in a more unified, in a more efficient manner, because I think this is about our last hurrah.
I tend to agree with you, Guy. I hate to be negative, but I tend to agree with you. There are too many things in the wind, and I think the government's gotten much too strong.
To say the least. And the bad part about it is that people don't really know that their rights are being taken away because they don't see them being eroded quickly.
Right.
They don't believe that because... the government will be asking them for photo, and is asking them for photo ID to get on airplanes and travel domestically. They don't see that as a encroachment on their liberties, even though they will readily recognize and tell people that we haven't been bombed or attacked since 2001, but yet we have this so-called terror alert every day, which the media reminds us of, and which Bush gladly reminds us of.
Right.
So it's a shame where America's going, and it's a shame where the libertarians are going. But, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, Guy, thank you very much. Guy, did I ever mail you a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt?
No, you didn't.
Okay, if you will send me email to comments@libertytalkradio.com and send me your email address and your t-shirt size. I'm just having new ones being made now. I have a bunch of orders of people who have asked for them. If you will send that to me, I'll be more than happy. In about a week or so, when they're available, I'll mail one to you free of charge. Oh, he hung up. Okay, very good. All righty, very good. Thank you, Guy, for calling in. All right, windfall profits tax. There's an article by Sheldon Richman regarding the windfall profits tax that I read recently, and he makes mention that he says a notice to government hands off. All you have to know is that when you tax something, you get less of it. And what he's saying is that the windfall profit tax is another political bogey here, boogeyman, I should say. It says it's a threat, basically, by governments of physical force, basically physically forcing companies to pay their profits. And those profits belong not to the company, but belong to the stockholders. And that means most Americans, because most people have mutual funds, and most mutual funds have oil companies, and the public really owns those companies. So the government is really taking money away from you folks. Now, if you don't have any mutual funds, you don't own any oil companies, well, it will affect you indirectly anyway. Because what will happen is that when they tax the oil companies, what are the oil companies going to do? Invest more money in oil or less? Once they invest less in oil, there'll be less of it. When there is less of it, the prices go up. When the prices go up, then the government has to come in again and put in some intervention in order to prevent the prices from going up. Once you do that, you have a dictatorial state where you have the government dictating the prices of a commodity. Once you have that, it's all over, folks. You know, they tried that back in the 70s when the price of gasoline went sky high, and it was a mess. I know I was involved in that. I worked for an oil company in charge of marine deliveries, and I had to keep allocations going. It was a mess. And everyone said if the government would just get out of it, there wouldn't be any shortage. There was a shortage when the government got involved. This is no self-proclaimed peace advocate. She would endorse policies that are backed by force. And that's the force is the government enforcing publicly held companies that you and I own a part of, or maybe part of our mutual fund. They're taking those funds away, and they're using it for their purposes. Now, to give you an idea, the corporate income tax in the United States is 35%. That is the highest by world standards. Now, and understand this, that corporations do not pay income tax. Now, they pay it, but they build it in the price of the products that they sell and the services that they provide. And in doing so, the prices are increased. The consumer pays that tax. But the reason why we have one is because it sounds politically expedient. We're going to tax those corporations, and all they do is pass it on to us. If the oil companies make less money, guess what they're going to do? They're going to raise prices, right? Or what they'll do is they'll say, hey, if we're going to pay 90% or whatever they want, they're talking about 90% after so much income is going to go to the government. They say, fine, we'll stop at that point. We won't make any profits up to that point. That means we have to restrict supply. When you restrict supply, then naturally the price of gasoline will go sky high. Not at the oil company level, but at the retail level. Folks, don't fall for that. Let me give you an idea. Now, ExxonMobil is vilified like crazy. It says here, Mobil paid last year 44% in taxes in 2006, I think it was 41.7% last year. Now, remember, the corporate rate is 35%, highest in the world. Right? ConocoPhillips paid 43.6. ExxonMobil, I'm sorry, in 2007 paid 42.96, almost 43. Chevron, 42.4. Marathon, 39. Gas and oil company taxes rose 460%. Now, they don't say that, do they, folks? All they mention is that we got to take all that money away because they're making too much money. In 2007, the average earnings of oil industries was 8.7%. Not a big number. And you know who they were beat out by? The beverage companies, tobacco companies, pharmaceuticals, medicine, appliances and components, computers, peripherals, chemicals, and all manufacturing except for autos. Now, folks, just because right now they are making record profits, which they'll need to reinvest into the business so we can get some of these offshore drilling rigs, which cost hundreds of millions of dollars to build, if they get a gallon of oil, if they even get a barrel of oil out of them, there's a risk. Right. Once you restrict that, folks, we will certainly be reliant on everybody else for energy. How is it that these guys in Washington talk about energy independence and then at the same time they say, but you can't drill? Energy independence, you know, but the EPA and all these other alphabet soup organizations are going to tell you how, when, where, and why you can drill. Why do they talk about energy independence and then they want to tax the companies that provide the product? That's insanity, folks. It's absolute insanity. Over the last 30 years, oil industry profits have been far below the S&P industry average. So why doesn't the government give them a refund? If you want, let's average it out and let's get the government give them a refund. Now, I have no sympathy for any corporation who receives subsidies from the government, and the oil companies receive subsidies. Kill the subsidies. Can you imagine this? These bums in Washington continue to subsidies because that's how they get their campaign contributions, but then they want to tax, they want to make an overture, like they're going to tax the overages on income. There's going to be something in there that we really don't understand. Investments in oil are just gigantic. They're Herculean. And the risk is extremely high. The last people that we want to restrict, the last people we want to punish, are the very people who are supplying us with the oil and gas that we need. The people we should be punishing is the government itself for causing this problem. The government uses up a tremendous amount of fuel unnecessarily by wielding an empire in front of everyone's face and causing more problems around the world. People hate us because of our intrusion into their lives where we have absolutely no place. If we withdrew from all of these countries and we minded our own business, the price of oil will go down. I can guarantee you that. First of all, we wouldn't be using nearly as much because our military would not be roaming around the world constantly. The government is the biggest user of oil and gas and the biggest polluter. And yet they want other our private industries to suffer when they make money. Folks, we are duped if we believe that high oil prices cause inflation. You know what high oil prices have done? They've decreased the amount of the consumption of gasoline by 4.3% year from last year. That's freed up our highways. That means when you have to go to work in the morning, you get there a little quicker. You use less gasoline. It costs you less money. That's what high prices does. People are starting to take public transportation that we always vilify. You know, they're finding it economical now. It is also helping in solving our pollution problem. So what we want to do is we want to lower the price of gasoline so we can have more traffic congestion, more consumption and more pollution, and then have the government come in and tell us how they're going to solve that problem. Folks, enough said about that. I hope you get the point. Well, this is the end of tonight's broadcast. We had a short one. I didn't expect anyone to call in. I'll be honest with you. I was kind of surprised. I'm glad Guy did call in, and I hope Guy does send me that his email address. I'd love to send him a t-shirt. Okay. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. And remember, folks, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, and that'll be Thursday morning, 6:30, call in. Get up early in the morning. Call in and say hello to me. Until then, stay well. Stay tuned.